Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I want to get to Mark in California real quick on the Yankees because he's been on hold and he's from California. But after Mark, maybe take a couple calls. But after a couple of calls here, we're going to get down to the bottom because there's new elements, or at least that I was unaware of. Maybe not new to you or new to Zoo or new to the guy who sent me the tweet. But this video of David Wright and, you know, promoting the captainship or whatever that was put out by Major League Baseball, there's a couple of new wrinkles about it that I just found out that make it very, very interesting. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. 888-808-1019. But Mark's calling all the way from California. I don't want to make Mark wait, although it's really not that late in California. So what's going on, Mark? How are you?
11 o'clock over here. Yeah.
That's it, 11 o'clock. I don't feel so bad now. What do you got?
Well, so just one question real quick in regards to Alonzo. What do you think ballpark, if you were Stern right now, you think his contract's going to approach next season? Because he's opting out 100%.
Yes, he's opting out 100%, yeah. Well, I think you've already given him 30, and he just had the best year of his career, so I think you're starting there per.
Well, I don't think he's had the best season of his career. He's probably going to hit 35 homers because what he hit last year. But he's probably going to drive in like 125 to 130.
But everything, the batting average, the OPS, the runners in scoring position, the clutch, like all of that.
Yeah,
you're right. The home runs are not going to be the 50 hitting his rookie year. But again, his rookie year was 2019, and that was the juiced balls era. But even then, after that, you're right. The home runs are probably down a little bit. But outside of the home runs, almost everything else is the best of his career. I think you're looking at close to $30 million per. And I think you're looking at, I think someone's going to give him the, you know, $5,150.
He's going to get $300 million.
You think he's going to get $300 million?
I think right now, if he continues on the path he's having, and I think the contract, there's no way. Remember, the Mets offered him $174. That's a low ball, right? He's not getting $174. He's going to get, if I were GM, I'd give him 8 years. Mm-hmm. $260 million.
I was kind of being a little bit light on the 5 years, but I mean, because I don't even know if they would go past that. I thought you meant for the Mets. Like if the Mets were going to sign him to a contract, I would think that would be the max.
Yeah, I mean that's probably what he would get. But realistically, there's going to be
on the market, someone might give him more than that. Yeah, someone might go seven years with him. Yeah.
If I'm Mets fans, I'd hate to see him in a Philly uniform. But I think that's where it's going to land.
Can Bryce go back to the outfield? I don't know. Right now, they might be locked into playing Bryce Harper at first base, though.
You know, and who knows? I mean, would it be crazy if he doesn't opt out? I mean, that's typically, you remember the Soto move wasn't a David Stern move at all. It was a Cohen move.
Right? Oh, of course. Yeah. He's not going to opt. He's going to opt out. There's no doubt. But yeah, not only that, how about the Yankees are going to be in need of a first baseman? I mean, I don't think they're going to re-sign Paul Goldschmidt.
I wanted him really, really badly, but in regards to Volpe, where you were talking about, you want to know who Volpe reminds me of? Like fit and image, David Eckstein, right? Like all 5'6" of him.
Yeah.
Like Eckstein had just enough to get the throw there. The same thing with Volpe. He's like, just enough, right? And the thing about Volpe is, I don't think the last two seasons that I've watched, last season his OPS was 86, the average is 100, but his defense was what, like, the Yankees love.
Yep.
But this season, in the last 2 years, you know, Bobby Witt's pretty damn good. You got Gunnar Henderson, he's really good. You got Correa and Volpe.
Well, Correa's terrible. And Correa's hurt.
Well, I mean, Correa's pretty damn good in terms of, like, his defense, in terms of him hitting. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been, throughout his career, he's been pretty good. In the last couple of years, he's been, you know, the injuries, but he's been pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's never quite lived up to that, like, you know, threshold, right? But the thing about Volpe is like, Yankee fans kill me sometimes, man, because it's just crazy. Like, what sounds better to you, Chris? Volpe hitting 280 with like 10 to 12 homers, or Volpe hitting like in the low 200s with a few more homers? You know, that's baseball 101, right? Like, nobody thinks that way anymore. It's just the Yankees, right? Like, there's a lot of players in the league right now that are hitting the Mendoza line, right? Like,
it
used to be frowned upon when you hit 250. But now it's frowned upon when you hit the Mendoza line.
Yeah, no, totally agree. Like, so the idea that, well, listen, 215 is low. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you it's not, but you're right.
Low,
it's not. It's still low. It needs to be better than that. But yeah, the idea that you can't, like, he's got to perform in the postseason. Same thing as David Eckstein. Like, you just mentioned him. I'm looking at his numbers. The first couple years of his career were good, and then he had, you know, 651, 671, 694. Like, you know, that's. Right. Those are he was an all-star with a 694 OPS. Like,
I mean, what I project.
But he hit 250, 270, 290, 290.
Right.
Kind of guy Volpe could be, I think we'd all sign for David Eckstein. Hit 300 in the postseason as well, play great defense. Yeah. We'll all sign for it.
Volpe had a good playoff last year.
He had a great playoff last year.
Yeah, very, very great playoffs. Now, the problem is that consistency is key. He's going to break his career, you know, RBI record, obviously, because it's only 60. I think I'm projecting him possibly to hit anywhere from 17 to 20.
Yeah.
And drive him 85 to 90. I think he's going to boost his batting average.
And here's the thing. And we might not like it. If he just played solid defense doing that, even if it's at 220, even if his batting average is 220, if you have a really good defensive shortstop who hits 20 home runs and drives in 90, like, you sign for it. That's it. But the question is, like, and thank you for the call. Like, yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, there's different ways to go. He could hit 10, drive in 60, and hit 300. Great. But he could also hit 225, 230, and hit 20 and drive in 85 to 90. But it's the defense. I think we all agree that. Like, the offense he's giving you right now over the last month and a half, it's unacceptable. It doesn't matter what he does. Like, you can't hit that badly. But if he could find himself a little bit and give you a season, and again, at the first 70 games, he's got a 760 OPS. He's top of the league, and he's top of the league in shortstops for home runs and RBIs. He had 1,000 OPS against left-handed pitching. Like, that's good enough. But it all predicates on the idea of him being a good defensive shortstop. And as much as I'll defend Boone and everything, and I don't think, if you saw the video I put out yesterday, I don't think him saying anything is going to change it. We all know his defense isn't good this year. Like, we all know it. The Yankees know it. Boone knows it. He might not want to tell you it. They believe him to be an elite defender, and they expect that to start. Like, the way Boone looks at it, he's an elite defender. I expect that to start tomorrow. Tomorrow and the day after, and the day after, he will be a great defensive player because we believe he's elite. Yes, it's been bad for the last month. Maybe this season hasn't been as good as the last couple, but at any day now, and it's going to start tomorrow, he's going to be an elite defensive infielder because that's what he is. They believe that. But even they would tell you, yeah, so far this year, he's not been good defensively. So it's all predicated on him being a very good defensive player. But you could go either way with it. And it depends on which one Anthony Volpe is more adept to being. But he's got to be a good defensive player first. Then he could be either the high batting average, low home runs, and, you know, put the ball in play kind of guy, which I don't know if he is. Or he could be the 230, 20 home runs, 90 RBIs from the shortstop position. Both work. Both are good enough to be your starting shortstop. Does the former complement the Yankees a little bit better? Absolutely. But that might not be his game. His game might be the 20 home run, 90 RBI guy. And if he could be that and play great defense, sign me up in blood. But right now, he's neither of those things over the last 2 months. He's not nearly that offensive guy that he was at times earlier this year and in the postseason, and he's not the good defender. Like, so it doesn't work. Both of those are okay offensively, but it has to come with great defensive shortstop. Otherwise, it's not worth it. If you can't be good defensively at short, you better be a premier offensive player, which means batting average up, everything up, RBIs, home runs, everything has got to be at the top of the shortstop position if you're not going to be good defensively. Like Ellie De La Cruz. Ellie De La Cruz has the ability to be a good defensive shortstop, but he isn't. He makes errors all over the place. He's sloppy with the baseball, and you'll live with it because he's a dynamic offensive player. If Volpe's going to be this bad defensively, he can't just be one or the other. He's got to be a dynamic offensive player. But you can hit 220 and hit 20 home runs and drive in 90 runs and be a great defensive player. I'll live with that at short. Or you could hit 280, barely hit any home runs, barely drive in any runs, get on base, lay down bunts, steal bases, and be a good defensive player. You could be either one of those, but both scenarios have defensive great player at the back end of it. Sal in North Haledon. What's up, Sal?
Hey, C-Mac, thanks for taking the call.
What's up, buddy?
Before I get into a potential Mets trade, I wanted to tell you how I can't agree with you more on 2 points you made earlier. David Wright, I think, would absolutely love handing the captaincy over on Saturday if that were to come up.
I think he would love
earlier
it.
Earlier today they were talking about that you can't do it on David Wright Day. That's taken away from him. I don't by seeing David Wright over his career, he is not that type of guy.
No, I think he would.
I think
he would give a great speech and at the end of it go, and by the way, and then turn right into it. He would love it.
Absolutely. And then the other thing with your the home run derby swing off at the end of the game, you know, I agree with you. You can't do that in regular season games, but every time we say you can't do something, you know, they always end up like, you know, you can't put a pitch clock on these guys, and they did it. You can't put a ghost runner, they did it. So it wouldn't surprise me if they did go out there and throw this in there.
I'd be very surprised.
At some point.
I'd be very surprised.
Right.
It would have to be, like, if they instituted it, it would have to be, even with the ghost runner, like, if they go, like, after 16 innings, we're going to go to the home run because they just don't want to hurt the pitchers anymore. Like, if for whatever reason this the ghost runner rule doesn't work and somehow we play 16 for the instead of a 17th inning, we'll go to this. That's as the most I could have possibly imagined it happening. But even that,
yeah,
I don't think would happen.
Right.
Even that, I don't think.
And in terms of a trade, I know it sounds a little crazy, but depending how Kansas City does in the next 2 weeks, you know, if they really hit a hard time and drop way out, I would say, you know, with the Mets having so many holes, you know, Seth Lugo coming back for a starting pitcher that we could use, then Estevez in the bullpen, and the crazy one is Perez behind the plate. He's got I think, a team option. This is his last year with a team option for the next year. And, I mean, that would really solve a lot of problems. He's a great hitter.
Yeah.
He's great behind the plate, great with the teammates. I mean, I love Alvarez.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I'll say, two things. Let me just.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let me just double check how many games at catcher he has played this year. Because I know in previous years, he's been an Iron Man behind the plate. I don't know how many games they are allowing him to play behind the... I don't know how many games he plays at first. Because I know... He plays. That's what I'm thinking. He plays a lot of games at first, as Zoo just told me. Fielding this year, he has played 23. Yeah, he's pretty much half and half between DH and first base. So he's played 23 games at first, 22 at DH, and 51 at catcher. So he's pretty much splitting his time between half at catcher and then half at either DH or first base. They obviously aren't going to play him at first base. They could DH him. Absolutely, they could try and split some time with him, especially with Winker and Marte both on the IL here. You could kind of do that against left-handed pitching, DH him almost every game against left-handed pitching. That's the only thing. And then the other thing he's not capable of, but you're not going to take Alonso at first base a lot. Like, it's just not going to happen.
No, but I'm just saying
it could be a game breather,
like Alonso DH.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, not take him out of the lineup, but I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But what's the difference? Him DH or Alonso DH? But like, you're not going to do that a lot, I wouldn't think. I guess you could. But my point is, he's not going to play catcher every day for you. I think he's transitioned out of that.
Right. And I think he's got the team option, and Lugo and Estevez both have one more year.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like
the Royals,
what they love to do.
The Royals, as far as the Mets go, yeah, I don't know what you'd have to give up to get all of that. Lugo is a pitcher. I know, you know, his contract status, what did you say? It's up after this year, and next year he's a rental.
Lugo and Estevez both have one more year.
Okay.
They have this year and next year.
All right,
year.
So now Estevez is an all-star closer. Lugo is a pitcher, had his issues injury-wise, I believe, but he's still pitching to an ERA under 3. Two guys who are legitimately very good with another year of control, and Salvador Perez, I mean, you're giving up a lot for that. And the Salvador Perez part of it, the Royals have done everything not to move this guy and keep him and give the fan base at least Salvador Perez. So that would it solves some problems. Salvador has not been as good offensively as he was a couple years ago when he was the premier offensive catcher in the game. Right now he is hitting 244. He's got a 707 OPS. So, I mean, you know, it's an improvement, don't get me wrong, and the home runs are 13. And 54. So he's on pace for about 20 home runs, 85 to 90 RBIs, batting 244 with a 700 OPS. It's not and at age 35.
And I just want to clarify a couple of things there really quickly, because we were speaking about the contracts for Lugo and Estevez.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Estevez is signed next year, but he also has a club option for 2027 as well.
Right,
for
so you'd
$13 million.
All right, so for $13 million. So you'd have him pretty much for 2 years of control if he pitches well for you.
Potentially, if you wanted to. And now Lugo, on the other hand, yes, he is signed for this year, but next year is a player option, $15 million. So you would think at his age he might opt into that, but you never know. He could opt out, so it might just be a rental.
Right. That's so a total of 2 more years of control of Estevez, because you do have the contract,
club option.
The club option. $15 mil on a 1 year deal at his age. He's still pitching really well. I would think he'd opt out of that, but you know, maybe he would opt in at $15 mil. I think he would probably do better than that on the open market.
Yeah, at least on a 1 year or 2 year deal. He is 35, though.
Yeah, he is 35. I still think he can go out there even on a 1 year deal and get better than $15 million. Like, if he continues to pitch this well, because what's his ERA? You have his, let me see.
Give me 1 second.
I have baseball. Seth Lugo up. Seth Lugo is pitching right now.
He's got a 2.67.
Yeah, he's got a 2.67 ERA.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, he's pitching great. He's 6-5 with a 2.67 ERA. He's thrown. He started 17 games, pitched 100 innings. So yeah, he's on pace to have a full year at pitching at a 2.67 ERA. I don't care how old he is. He's getting better than $15 million. So it's a rental for him. It's 2 years of control for Estevez, and then Salvador Perez. It helps the Mets immensely. I don't think they're looking for someone of Lugo, because Lugo's in the rotation. Who are you taking out? And I guess you figure it out. You know, take out Montas?
In a heartbeat.
Take out Clay Holmes and put Clay Holmes in the bullpen?
I would do that, too.
Yeah. That's not crazy.
And the other thing, too, with this trade, and this is a really hypothetical trade because there's a lot of pieces in it. I mean, as fans of the Mets and the Yankees over the next couple of weeks, we have to be realistic with our expectations. If you think that you like multiple guys on a team, you need to pick one or two, because the odds of Kansas City deciding to get rid of almost all of their valuable trade pieces in one trade would require you to give up a lot.
No, of course.
So I don't think they're going to be getting Lugo,
and I think Estevez, I think they'd be looking for pitching prospects. Would be my, like I think, and I don't know if the Mets can do that even for a 1 year deal of Lugo. Not with the way they build rotations, I don't think you can.
That's you hit that on the head. This rotation's very old. I mean, not very old, but it's old.
Yeah, it's. But they also don't want to sign free agents. So if you're not willing to spend big money, where you get you need to develop your own pitching.
You can't keep signing journeymen.
No, you can't keep doing it. I know they've been successful at it, but you can't keep doing it. And the only way to help, the only way to avoid eventually giving big money to a starting pitcher over 30 in free agency is to keep filling your rotation with Sproat and Tong and McLean. Like, you need those guys to come through. You can't be trading them for a half a year of Seth Lugo.
Exactly. That's how teams like Cleveland continue to be good. That's how teams like Atlanta continue to have very good rotations. I mean, you play these teams every year, and there's a new guy in their rotation that they're talking about. Wow, look at how this guy's throwing. Wow, look at this dude. He came out of nowhere in the minors, and now he's our fifth guy in the rotation. And by the end of the year, you look at him, and he has a 3 ERA, and you're like, what?
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, that would be a trade that helps a lot, but it's a lot. Let me take one more call before we get to the break. Joe in Staten Island, what's up, Joe?
Hey, C-Mac. You're talking about Band on the Run in 74. It made me think about the Yankees of 74, who played all their home games in Shea Stadium. And that was the first pennant race under Steinbrenner. The Yankees were actually up 3 games in September before Baltimore overtook them.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I'm telling you this is because the theme song was Band on the Run. Had you known that? Had you heard that?
The theme song of what? The
74 Yankees.
The 74 Yankees theme song was Band on the Run?
Yeah.
I'd never heard that.
Just to confirm my memory, I searched it on, I Googled it. Mike Vaccaro last year wrote a story. 1974 proved to be major inflection point in Yankee history. And he says the Yankees used to blast the Band on the Run after the wins in the clubhouse.
Is that a fact? Yeah, yep. Look, right here, 1974 proved to be a major inflection point of the Yankees. Inside the clubhouse, the team adopted Paul McCartney's Band on the Run. But Yankees started being Yankees again by, you know, how about that? I did not know that Band on the Run was blasted in the clubhouse by the New York Yankees in 1974. I don't think it was released. I'm trying to think of when it was released. Band on the Run. 1973. November of 73. So, yeah, the baseball season of 74, yeah.
Do you think that Pete Alonso might be a little miff because he's not considered for captaincy?
I don't think so. Maybe. I mean, he is the homegrown player and Lindor's not. I think he recognizes what's going on. I don't think it bothers him all that much. I think he's happy to be a Met. And I think in many ways he's one of the team leaders, even if he's not the captain. Like, he's one of those emotional leaders. He's the guy who really gets pumped up. He's the one who gets emotional. Nobody does the uppercut punch more with more gusto than Pete Alonso. He even did it on the that stupid audition thing they did for the All-Star game.
That was awkward. Mr. and Mrs. Met.
That's what he's doing, the uppercut thing. Like, he's their guy, but he's not the captain, unfortunately. And I don't think it bothers him all that much. I'd be surprised.
And it shouldn't, because it actually allows him to be who he is.
Yeah.
When you're the captain, you have to be like Lindor. You have to be business. At the same time, you can have fun, but you have to be business. And Pete, when he was the guy with this team, you saw not what they became, but kind of the perception around them was they don't take this seriously. Even Tommy Pham was trying to say stuff like that.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, I don't disagree. You can't be as quirky and different as he is. I mean, I guess you could, but most of the time, you want a little bit more buttoned up, a little bit more David Wright, Derek Jeter type things to be your captain.
You can be Paul O'Neill and be a captain, but Derek Jeter is the guy to be a captain. You know what I mean? Allow Paul O'Neill to be Paul O'Neill.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true. He doesn't have the greatest temperament to be the captain. But, I mean, he could have been in a different world, but Lindor is. I think everyone inside the Mets recognize it, and so does Major League Baseball, apparently. We'll get to that next. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Quick break, back with more after this. We were talking about it before. I guess, as the caller mentioned, I guess they talked about it in the afternoon. I didn't hear that. I didn't know about it. But the video that apparently was put on the MLB Network or MLB.com website is it starts with David Wright, kind of the other captains, right? Franco and Keith Hernandez and Gary Carter. It's kind of a Met captain video as we get ready for the documentary tonight that will be aired on SNY, The Right... I wrote it down too. I can't find it. What was the name of the documentary? The Right Way? But anyway, documentary on David Wright and his career tonight on SNY. And then, obviously, Saturday will be David Wright Day at the ballpark. They're going to retire his number. And they put out a video on MLB. And the last, 15, 20 seconds of the video, after going through all the captains at the before David Wright and then David Wright, the entire end of the video is Lindor highlights and talking up Lindor. And then at the very end, the video ends with Lindor walking up, like the back of Lindor, walking up the dugout steps onto the field, and a voiceover by Ron Darling saying pretty much, I'm not quoting exactly, but paraphrasing pretty much, and if they ever want to put a C on his chest, you could understand why. Like, it is literally a video that goes through all the captains, spends some time on David Wright, clearly, because it's David Wright Day coming up, and then ends with the idea of Lindor being the next captain of the New York Mets. It couldn't be any more blatant. Like, they are not hiding it at all. And I thought this was relatively new, but apparently it happened earlier in the day as well. Not only was that video put up, and everybody, and I don't know how you could see it as any other way, I mean, they are blatantly suggesting that he's the next captain of the New York Mets. Then the video gets taken down. And that's where you start to wonder, was it just a assumption by Major League Baseball, or do they know something? Because I know he's not the captain, right? He's not the captain. But they make that clear on the video. They put out, the end of the video is Ron Darling saying, if they would ever want to put a C on his chest, you would understand why. So the idea that the video gets put out, it ends with Lindor, and then they take it down. The taking it down part makes me wonder if they didn't even, if they were unaware they're tipping off something. That something is relatively, like, on the way here. And to me, like, I think it would be perfect to do it on Saturday. I know, I guess the afternoon show, as the caller said, the afternoon show say you couldn't do it on David Wright Day. I absolutely would. Or tomorrow, right? Before the game starts, before the game on Friday, David Wright's going to be in town. But I don't know, does that take it away? Does the excitement of him becoming the captain outshine the Saturday event? Because I do think you want to make sure the weekend is about David Wright. Because you got plenty of time to honor Francisco Lindor. He's still got a season to be played and everything. You do want to make sure the weekend, and Saturday in particular, obviously, is mainly about David Wright. And I think you could even, if you have David Wright do it and be the one who makes the announcement on David Wright Day, it still is about David Wright. Now it becomes, look at this gracious SOB. Look at this guy. It's his day. We're here to celebrate him. And he takes time out of his celebration to acknowledge the next captain and acknowledge Francisco Lindor. Like, I think that would be awesome. I think that's cooler than doing it before or doing it after, waiting till next weekend, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're not even thinking it. It just happened to be, you know, someone in MLB being, you know, aggressive, figuring that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Lindor being the captain, and Lindor himself has answered questions about him being the eventually becoming the captain of this team. But if it's going to be done around this weekend, I think the best way to do it is to have David Wright make the announcement on the field at the end of his speech. Thank everybody. Thank the fans, the greatest fans in the world. We know they're all in the Bronx, but the greatest fans in the world. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to this guy, that guy, whatever, you know. And by the way, the greatest joy of my life was being the captain of the New York Mets. And it is an honor to bestow that enjoyment onto the next captain of your New York Mets, Francisco Lindor. And then they pan to Francisco. He's like, me? And then he runs out onto the field. It'd be awesome. You'd probably have to tip Francisco off. But he comes running onto the field. That would be great. I think that would be awesome. I don't think it's taken away from David Wright. David Wright's involved in it. David Wright's the one making the announcement. David Wright's the one who cares so much about the Mets that he'd be willing to take out part of his day and make it about the current Met. I think that would be, I don't think you could do a better job. I think that would be the best way to do it. I really do. Even better than, and I get what you're saying, Zoo, about doing it on Friday before, having it all like kind of culminate. And then David Wright could even say, and it was so cool to see Francisco, you know, get his thing yesterday, and well-deserved, and it's a special thing, and it was honored to be your captain. But, like, don't you want to have him speak to the Met fan base still being the most recent captain? Like, I think that would, like, I want him to first start that announcement still as the captain. Because once it happens, like, I know Jeter will always be the captain, but right now, Judge is the captain. Like, Jeter, you know, Judge is the captain right now. So, like, if David Wright starts that speech without being the own, like, sort of still pseudo the current captain, I wouldn't like it as much. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Hey, I'm warming up to what you're saying, bro. I got to be honest with you, because at first I was kind of, listen, I could see it happening. That's how I was feeling at first. I could see it happening that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't feeling it. But now, as I'm thinking back to Daryl, as I'm thinking back to Doc, I'm thinking back to all these just jersey retirements in general.
Mm-hmm.
How they end is they're always trying to pump up the crowd for the team now.
Yeah.
They're always trying to get everybody, hey, on board with what's going on here.
Yeah.
Daryl last year, I remember, said something about, hey, you guys got to get it going. Let's go. This is New York. Let's go, guys. Come on. This is Mets. This is our, you know, trying to get everybody up. And Doc did something similar to that, although the team was already going at that point. I remember when Daryl did it, it was April for him, right?
Yeah, it was early.
But it
wasn't going as well, because I remember nobody was there, and everybody was like, why is nobody there? Well, the team's terrible, and blah, 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 yeah.
Exactly. So he tried to rile everybody up with that. I actually feel like this would be the perfect, version of riling up the fans for the now. And, it could be a beautiful moment. I don't want to call it a beautiful moment because there's so many beautiful moments in life, like real ones.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
But that could be a great moment. Yeah, as a fan, I was just thinking about it in my head. If I was in this stadium on Saturday with not even no knowledge, even knowing everything, just in there on Saturday, and they had David go, they showed the video of him being the warrior that he was and doing everything he did throughout his career, and then him give that emotional, what I hope is an emotional speech, and pour it all out there, and at the end look over to the dugout and say, you guys got something special here, and you got the right guy helping you out with Mendy, and you got the right guy in the locker room leading you, and Francisco Lindor, I want to call you up here because it's about that time we fully recognize you as the captain of this team going forward. And like you said, Lindor, jogs out there, uniform, no C on the chest because that's not what we're doing. But, you get that moment where they shake hands at the podium. You get to have, hopefully, Keith will probably be there.
Yeah.
You hope that you can have,
you have John Keith on the field. Franco. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, Derek Jeter, it was announced, I think they were on the road. I don't know why. Maybe not. I'm trying to think of. But it wasn't on the field. Judge was announced during the signing. To actually have that announcement be made on the field and it first being acknowledged in front of 40,000 Met fans. And you're right. Keith could be on the field for it. They could have Franco back for it. Like, it could be like a captain day. It would be, I think it would be awesome. And I guess I understand the thought process of this is supposed to be David Wright Day, not the captain day, but I do think it'd be pretty cool. I think David Wright would be the kind of guy all about it. That's the thing too. Like, I don't think he has any ego. I think he would dig it.
I not only think he wouldn't have a problem with it, like you said earlier, I think he would embrace it.
Yeah.
That's the type of dude he is. And me personally, I'm never, obviously I'm never going to be getting my number retired by any franchises. Nobody's questioning
that.
Well,
we'll see. I don't know. They do retire things around here.
Yeah,
if you're here long enough doing something, they'll just make yourself synonymous with an area around
here. I think
there's
a bathroom stall that's unnamed, but
I thought Beningo had the bathrooms. Yeah, just there's got to be somewhere you could just stand on most days when everyone knows, that's where Big Zoo stood.
Yeah, I was about to say over there in the break room, but that's Steve Summers.
Right, exactly. Everything. The cafeteria belongs to Dunkin' Donuts, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, But I can't picture this, but if I was, to get a number retired and I was the captain of a team like David Wright, if I was David Wright, I would want to have this day. It would be so cool. Yeah, my number's getting retired. That's awesome. But David said he's not a fan of this. Like, not now, but in the past. He said he doesn't want to do this. He feels old. He doesn't want to feel old. Now he's doing it. I feel like the way that he would probably have presented it to them to get on board this fast with it, because that was only like 2 or 3 years ago.
That he said he didn't want to retire his number?
Yeah, because he was like, that's an old person thing, and I don't want to do that
yet. Jeter always said the same thing about Old Timers Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel like Wright said that not that long ago, and for him to make this type of a turnaround, I think, they probably spoke to him too and said, hey, we're planning on doing this at some point. And he said, no, we're going to do this on this day because we're going to turn my day into the captain day.
Yeah.
And I mean, could you imagine that, though? Like, if you did all of that in your career, you were the captain, and now your day is known as captain day and not just simply David Wright jersey retirement day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the captain day.
Yeah.
That, I think that's even more of an honor than even just a number retirement.
Yeah. No, and then you have, this day every year, you give out the bobblehead or something captain-related. That's cool. It could be captain day. Just think of all the guys they could have on the field. You have Keith down there, Franco down there.
You could have somebody from Gary's family, Gary Carter's family there as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be special. And I'm wondering if MLB tipped it off.
I mean, maybe they didn't. You said this earlier. Maybe they were just trying to post something, and maybe they didn't know.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else tipped them off and said, hey, yeah, I know what you're trying to do here because it's close, but
yeah,
we actually are planning something.
Yeah. Because why put it out and then have to take it down? And we did see, and I'm not sure if the Mets necessarily but it looked like the Mets retweeted the link.
Yeah, or tweeted it maybe themselves. Or
tweeted it themselves, the video themselves. Like, if it's just, hey, you know, Francisco Lindor, did it just get back to them like, hey, we're hearing bad, like, people are either making assumptions and we're not going to live up to it? Like, that could be it, too. Like, people are making assumptions to this and we have no plans of this. I don't want to get, you know, he's not the captain. It's making it seem like the captain, or that we're imminent. We have no plans of making him the captain this week. Let's take it down. Something's up.
Yeah, but do you think that they would do that, though? Like, at that point, like, I mean, wouldn't they just say, ah, screw it, there's going to be speculation, right?
You know,
that's fine. Keep our names out there. Keep talking about us.
Yeah, right? Like, why would you
want to take it down?
No, like, it's not like you probably don't need help selling the tickets that day. I'm sure everyone's going, no matter what they're doing. But, yeah.
And I mean, you don't need to even say anything about it, but once you take it down, that's where everything begins to build.
Yeah.
Because if you leave it up, then
It's more of a story that they took it down. More people like, wow, why would they take it down? They took it down?
Because if they left it up, I would sit here and I would tell you honestly, I'd be like, this is probably just somebody in MLB trying to project.
Yeah.
And nothing else. Like, if they would have just put this up, oh, here's a David Wright video, oh, Lindor's in it, people would have had fun with it. Of course they would, just like they are. But I think most people would look at it and say, ah, this is probably just them trying to, you know, build up a little, like, hey, look at Lindor, and continue to build the player of today.
And the Mets really haven't shot down the speculation. The speculation's been out there. You know, it's not like
Lindor's spoken about it himself.
Yeah, Lindor's been asked and spoken about it, about what an honor it would be, but, you know, I'm not there yet, if it ever to happen. Like, but I think there's a good chance it'll happen. I think it would be a great day. What's the weather supposed to be like for Saturday?
Let's take a look at
that. Let's check the Flushing weather for Saturday afternoon.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flushing, Queens. Saturday, a little cooler than the rest of the week. 68 degrees, a high of 83, low of 68, high of 83. Looks good. I don't think any rain.
Partly cloudy?
Partly cloudy, that's it.
It's not a bad thing?
A little bit of rain late in the night, maybe. But as of right now, it's a little early. It's only Thursday, but looks like a beautiful day at the ballpark. You're definitely going to see the former captain, David Wright, on his day as they will honor number 5 and retire it and put it into the rafters. And maybe, just maybe, you're in line to see something more special. And I got to tell you, the announcement of a captain on the field in front of an entire crowd, that seems pretty cool. Because, again, I know Jeter was just the press conference in 23. For some reason, I want to say they were on – not 23, 03, 2003. For some reason, I want to say they were on the road. I don't know why. See if you can get that Jeter announcement video. I want to say they were on the road, but I don't remember.
All right, so I have it right here. Thankfully for the gold Google machine, we got Derek Jeter was officially named the 11th captain of the Yankees on June 3rd, 2003. The announcement was made by Yankees owner George Steinbrenner in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I knew it was Cincinnati. I wanted to say Cincinnati, too. I knew it was on the road. It was in Cincinnati. Because I remember the whole, like, for some reason, that the Boone connection. Boone traded. I remember that, like, he was traded from Cincinnati. They were in Cincinnati for the thing. I remember there was, like, a Cincinnati connection in 93. So it was. It was on the road. It was in Cincinnati, which obviously George from Cleveland. But so that was, like, on the road made that announcement. And then Judge, obviously, his press conference for the, you know, re-signing with them a couple, you know, after the 22 season, it was announced at the press conference. So, like, it's never, at least the Yankees haven't, as far as I know. I don't remember Mattingly or Randolph or any of the other announcements, or if there even were announcements, or it was just the press release. Like, he's the captain. I don't know if there were press conferences at all. But the idea of doing it in front of the entire fan base, I think that's, well, not the entire, you know what I get. But in 40,000 people, a packed Citi Field, I think that's awesome.
I mean, has this ever happened, period? I mean, think about the Knicks. The Knicks just named Brunson. Brunson?
Yeah, just name him.
Yeah, just named him randomly on like an August day.
Yeah.
Hockey, who even like
well,
knows
I mean,
when they
every
do
team
that.
Has yeah, it. Exactly. I mean, like, yeah, the captainship is, I don't want to say less much. Special, but it's, you know, yeah, it's just everyone, it's part of. Every team has a captain.
It's a requirement. It's like having a starting pitcher.
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly. exactly.
In football, same thing. They get named in training camp. They go out on the field. You don't even know who's
the
captain.
You don't even know who the captains are, yeah.
This would be, in my opinion, one of the now that we're really talking it through and thinking about it, this would be a special moment, period. I think that you're right. In front of 40,000 plus fans that are gonna be there that day, and it's a nice 4 o'clock game. It's not early. Mm-hmm. It's at that perfect time where people are able to be I don't want to say awake because you're awake at one, but like really up into their day. They've done a little something. Maybe they had a couple of libations if you're able to do that and if you'd like to do that. And if not, the kids.
What time is it right now?
Oh, hey now. Hey, 2.5 hours almost.
That's it,
not 2.5 hours. About 2 hours. Almost there. But no, if they were able to
then
do
it's
this.
6 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly, right here.
Right here.
No, but that would be it. That would be one of the moments probably of my life. Of your life. Yeah, if I was there as a sports fan, look at my teams. I mean, you know what I mean. But if I was there, I would probably shed a tear.
I think it's a pretty good idea. I think they absolutely should. And listen, if David Wright, for whatever reason, told them, "Hey, look, this is kind of my day," I don't know, then you don't do it. You have to acquiesce to David, but I think he would absolutely love it. I think it would be the coolest thing.
And I think it's the way that they got him to agree to do it. I really do believe that.
You don't think he was that keen on doing it? I think the documentary, too. Like, I don't know how long this has been in the works, probably at least a year, making a documentary. So Like, he knew, all right, the documentary's coming out. But I don't disagree. The idea that this might even entice him further, I think it's an awesome idea. I'm looking forward to it now. Saturday's going to be a big day. Mets, Reds.
Hey, Cincinnati.
When baseball's back. Cincinnati, it's full circle. Baseball's finally back. We're here. Today's the last day we have to go without any baseball. 888-808-1019. We got the Yankees out in Atlanta. The Mets home against the Reds. David Wright Day. Captain Day? On Saturday? Should be fun. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break, update. We'll come back, continue to take your phone calls. You know what the deal is. We're riding all the way to 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.